What, a ditch? No, no, not a ditch.
What would you call something like that big enough to put a boat in?
A lake.
But like a ditch?
Like, you mean an oblong thing where you could put about a slip? I guess boat slip, I don't know.
Well, what about
this tape will be you?
Well, what about like a place, you know, like down at the ocean? They might dig a drainage
canal.
And would that be, when you speak of canal, do you mean something big enough for a boat? A barge or something?
Well, now, not for irrigation, or that certainly wouldn't be, but yes, you could have a barge canal that would be navigable.
Well, what do you call the place, like, around here, what are the different kinds of flowing water, you know, around here?
Well, we've got some rivers and creeks that are running. That's probably all that are...
Is anything smaller than a creek?
Well, some streams, maybe, but... now, I'm not talking about lakes or ponds that are still water.
Well, what about something even, like, what about something, anything smaller than a stream, just a small...
Well, might be a rivulet or a rill.
You have those right here?
I don't hear people talk about them, maybe a rivulet more than a rill.
Anything between a creek and a river?
A creek and a river? No, I don't know of anything.
Well, what do you call the place that the creek flows in? It's about 10 feet. It's a small creek. It might be 10 feet wide and 10 feet deep. You know, the creek flows in the bottom. You say the creek is cut a what?
In the banks. Cut a... The creek has cut a... You better turn off your thing. I can't think. Creek... We should probably just say is... I don't know.
Would you call it like... Would that be a river?
Oh, a ravine? I guess there are ravines and gullies here, but somehow I'd never thought about the water doing it, and obviously that's what did it. But
oh, so that would be like eroded.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't say a creek was flowing in a ravine.
No, I don't believe I would.
What about a wash or something? What's that?
Well, that might be an eroded spot also where you can see the water has, you know, made the little deals down the bank, the little cuts.
Would you call that like a creek bottom or something? Or what would you call it?
Refer to a creek bottom, yeah. A river bed, for a river.
And then something taller than a creek. I mean, this is flat right in here, right on your lot. But if the land went up a little bit, you'd say it was a
hill.
Or you might live on a small
incline or rise.
A rise is like, what do you call the thing you open the door with?
Doorknob.
Do you ever speak of a knob as a type of land?
No.
Or a nook?
No. I've heard that used around here. I don't use it.
What are the names of some of the creeks around? Like, you know, just what the creeks are.
Harmon Creek, East Sandy, West Sandy, Beat Eyes Creek, Nelson Creek. I can't think of any others.
Just for
San Jacinto River, Trinity River.
What about, like, do you call them anything different, like where the water flows together, like, or two rivers flow together? Do you call them anything different there? Or any...
A confluence? I don't know.
What about a branch? Is anything like that around here?
Yes, people talking about branches all the time, and I guess maybe that's what you meant. While ago, maybe about being, I don't know whether it'd be bigger than or smaller than a creek, though. So.